Cancer treatment in recent years has moved away from a one-size-fits-all approach toward more personalized care. Doctors call it precision cancer medicine. In the first part of our three-part series on cancer, we take a look at how improved DNA technology is advancing cancer care. For decades, doctors have designed cancer treatments based on the organ where the disease began. Liver cancer has a different drug regimen than, say, breast cancer. Lung cancer is treated differently than prostate cancer. But chemotherapy and radiation are the standard therapies. Researchers, though, have learned cancers, even of the same organ, can be very different based on individual molecular makeup. New precision care medicine enhances the traditional treatment approach. Researchers use DNA sequencing to get down to the cancer's molecular level to help identify genetic mutations and find out what drives the cancer. Doctors like Columbus Oncology's Aaron McRae calls precision medicine the new frontier in cancer treatment.
It would be a game changer for cancer therapy. If what we hope is that you can test a tumor and know what type of new treatment would work for a certain patient, that would really be revolutionary.
And that could mean some cancer patients with different types of cancer receive the same drugs.
The idea is, and what we're testing is saying that if this new targeted cancer therapy works in a liver cancer with a certain gene, will it also work in a breast cancer with that certain gene?
But researchers first have to identify a cancer gene's molecular footprint. And that's what they're doing in labs and clinical trials around the country.
So there's equipment that sort of shreds the DNA into small
pieces. At OSU's James Cancer Hospital, researchers use next-generation DNA sequencing to classify and catalog hundreds of gene samples on site. Based on the results, doctors match the patient to a clinical trial with a drug known to target the mutation. Julie Reeser coordinates lab research.
Say we find a mutation in one patient, they go on some kind of treatment that works really well, we will have that kind of data that if we find another patient with the same mutation, we would know that, hey, they might respond to that treatment.
Patients generally receive results within 10 days, and that's important because most clinical trials involve patients with advanced stage cancers, like Annie Cacciato from Granville. Cacciato received her diagnosis Thanksgiving Day, 2013.
I had stage 4 lung cancer.
Cacciato's tissue samples were sent for genomic testing to see if she qualified for a clinical trial. Her doctor told her,
what we want to do is root for you having the EGFR mutation because that's where we're making great strides.
As it turned out, Cacciato did have the mutation, which made her eligible for a trial at OSU. In her words, she rang in 2014 with her first round of treatment. The trial's goal is to